scheduling procedural matters for case number W23001. My name is Ryan Vance. I'll be presiding over this matter. If I could have counsel for the representatives for the two parties state your name and spell it for the record, starting with the city.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Anderson here on behalf of the City of Seattle, and I'm also joined by Keel Freeman from Council Central Staff.
Very good. And for the appellant.
Good afternoon, David Hartman for Appellant Seattle Mobility Coalition. Last name C-A-R-P as in Peter, M-A-N.
Excellent. Welcome. I want to touch base with the parties and just see if there has been any discussion about settlement or mediation at this point, any issues, procedure, or the case in total.
There is not.
Okay. Remind the parties that we do have the possibility of mediation available to us through the King County Dispute Resolution Center. You can use them if you want. But we also have the King County Interlocal Conflict Resolution Group that we have a relationship with, which allows us a free opportunity for mediation. If either party wants to take advantage of that, please feel free to contact us through my legal assistant, and she will let me know, and we can contact them and let them get that started. With that, then the procedural items we need to address are scheduling, see if there's any pre-hearing motions. I don't know that there's any discovery in this case, but if you let me know. Obviously, we need to get our schedules for the hearing date and also exchange of witness and exhibit lists. Is there anything else that the parties need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference?
No.
Let's get the scheduling then. Does either party intend to file a pre-hearing motion?
Yes, the city does intend to. Possibly more than one motion. We feel free, but we are contemplating a motion to dismiss based on lack of standing, depending on what we hear about the coalition. And we also are contemplating and likely will bring some sort of a motion for summary judgment, given that we've already had a hearing on some of this. So hoping to either resolve the matter in total or narrow the issues.
Okay. Any pre-hearing motions contemplated?
We do not anticipate filing a pre-hearing motion. We would anticipate requesting discovery, but we could address that next.
Yeah, we'll get to that. All right. For pre-hearing motions, city, your timing for filing motions that you contemplate?
Well, I guess I probably would like 3 weeks to prepare motions to be filed, so sometime within the next 3 weeks I could file. I'm thinking sort of about both motions together, combined.
April 14th?
Would it be possible to file it that following Monday on the 17th?
We can look to that. Let's see, if we do 3 weeks for motion, let's start with that. We typically allow for additional time for summary judgment. Honestly, I don't remember our new rule for that off the top of my head. I believe it's just general. It states that we will give more time to it than our allotted 7 days for response. When would parties be ready to go to hearing? I want to be mindful of council's directive and code to resolve this in a specific time period. If we get too far out with our motions practice, that usually, and discovery, that usually runs us afoul of that.
I think
go ahead.
Upon his perspective, the question of when we'd be ready for hearing is potentially related to the question of when we would be ready to respond to a motion on summary judgment. We have a number of public records requests outstanding with the city, so it would depend on when we got responses to those, and the timing of the discovery process, which could potentially include request for production, if that would be helpful to the city, and they would essentially cover the same material as the public records requests. And also, since there is some additional material here compared to the last time this matter was litigated, specifically a new report underlying the methodology for the fees, then the appellant would be requesting an opportunity to depose two witnesses, as the city requested in the prior hearing. And so the timing of the hearing and potentially response on summary judgment would depend on the timing of those.
Okay. All right, sounds like I was looking for easy ground that we could cover, but neither the motion can be scheduled or the hearing. It sounds like we need to start with discovery and get some sense of what the bounds are on that. Is the city aware of the public records request? Is there any response of that yet, or is council not as finding out about those today?
No, actually, the city is aware of those requests, and the responses are being prepared, and I understand that the first installment, at least from city council staff, would be coming April 4th. So we expect those public records installments to be coming in the somewhat near future.
All right. And just to clarify, you mentioned April 4th. Is April 4th the first installment or the full response to be completed by April 4th?
That would be the first installment.
Okay. Obviously, I don't have any idea what the scope of the discovery is. Mr. Carpenter, you can give me some sense of that in the city, then I'll come back to you and get a sense of the scope of how long you think it's going to take to respond to this.
The scope of the discovery was, or the public records requests were requests to three departments for emails, reports, any other documents, essentially dealing with the question of impact fees, including this comp plan amendment and the associated CEPA analysis from the ruling on the last hearing until the present. What Ms. Anderson said regarding the response date for the first installment is consistent with what we've heard from the city departments, and we appreciate that response. In addition to that, we expect that we would be seeking to depose Mr. Freeman, as well as the consultant, Ms. Breland, who worked on the impact fee report.
And just ask if I can clarify, you indicated you asked for everything related to impact fees for the comp plan, this comp plan amendment in the CEPA, and it's related to CEPA.
Yes, I'm sorry, I don't have the wording in front of me, but I could pull that up. I believe it was essentially trying to get comprehensively at the city's consideration of this proposal and the proposal to enact an impact fee.
Now, your first wording was much broader than that, but yes. Encompassed what you said, all of them. I want to make sure.
Thank you.
We're not away for you to figure everything out. The city's done an impact for the past few years, but if you are seeking documentation related to the issue at hand, then that's normal courses to accommodate that. And city, then back to you. It sounds like first installment is anticipated around April 4th. Any sense of when this would be completed?
No, I was not able to nail that down with the departments. But again, I don't anticipate that it's going to be too much longer because there are not a huge number of documents that we're talking about.
Okay, that's helpful. And recognizing that you don't have a date, any possibility of narrowing down that date, sense of immediacy that would be the attempt of the city beyond April 4th. so we can start getting back to the calendar and start talking about specific dates.
Right. I apologize. I don't have any more detail on that.
End of April, end of May.
Oh, no. I certainly don't think it would be end of May. No. I don't believe that would be the case.
Where I'm sitting, I have no idea. All right. So, Mr. Cartman, when are you asking, are there qualifications that you need with regard to discovery for completing your depositions? Do you need any documents prior to the depositions being scheduled, or can those happen simultaneously?
We do need the documents prior to the depositions being scheduled.
Okay.
And I guess from the city's perspective, and maybe, you know, we can go ahead and bring motions in advance of discovery, but from where the city is sitting, this is a very narrow issue. This had already been appealed and had been litigated, and there was, you know, a remand for a specific portion of that. This proposal that the city council wants to proceed with is the same proposal that was evaluated previously. So the city doesn't believe that there's any need for depositions or that there's any need for discovery, and would like to be able to proceed with bringing motions for the examiner's consideration.
There certainly isn't any preclusion for bringing a motion on standing. That's not related to discovery. Unless you have a different take on that.
I don't, no. Any motion that would deal with the evidence.
And how about, can you flesh out the nature of the summary judgment motion then, Ms. Anderson?
Yes, I mean, it's largely going to be on the idea that many of the issues raised by the appellant here have already been addressed through the prior hearing. And the scope of the present appeal relates to the procedural component of SEPA, and I believe that we can establish that we have done what is necessary under that procedural component of SEPA, and that can be resolved on motions for summary judgment.
All right. Although, Mr. Cartman, I heard you say that you need discovery completed to be responsive to a summary judgment of that nature. Can you clarify why?
Because it would be the appellant's position, if I'm understanding Ms. Anderson correctly, that this, it certainly has commonalities to what was previously discussed. It's a new proposed amendment with different text and new supporting material, and so we would not agree, I suppose, that the non-procedural component of the question is precluded from discussion or some of the issues that were the subject of evidence at the prior hearing, that those are not foregone conclusions, and so we hope to explore those issues in discovery and deal with them at hearing. So if that's one of the issues that can be discussed in motion practice, the extent to which some issues are precluded or not, then perhaps we can deal with it that way, but it's our position that those are not barred, and so the question is not more, or the scope of the issues is not narrower than in the prior hearing.
And Ms. Anderson, the way you describe the summary judgment sounds like you are looking to make a motion that would dismiss the entire case. Am I correct in that?
Ideally, yes. But if not, I would like to narrow the issues.
Right, and issue preclusion versus summary judgment of the whole case, those are two different things. And I certainly could understand that if you're saying, hey, look, based on the last hearing, we've already covered this ground, there's nothing new here, that's an issue preclusion motion. We can certainly proceed on those, with a motion on those lines now. That would leave Mr. Cartman, the appellant, ample opportunities to say, no, they're not addressed here. This is why we're still getting information via discovery, or it's a new issue or something along those lines. But a motion for summary judgment for the whole case seems to inherently encompass what they are seeking discovery on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to get that.
Okay. I don't have any problem with having a bifurcated motion practice. I don't know that I'll encourage you to do another round of motion after we've done discovery. I'd rather see us go to hearing, if that's possible. I don't want to preclude it. But let's start with a motion calendar for at least the first round of motions, and then continue with our other scheduling items that we need to get going on. So we have pre-hearing motions by the city, issue preclusion, and the motion on standing to April 17th.
Yes.
Basically, we have until May 1st, 2 weeks, where the city has 3 to draft the motion.
It doesn't impinge my schedule to do that. At this point, it seems that any hope of complying with code requirements on a CBO deadline are out the window.
Yeah, ideally it would be less time, but I mean, it's taking 3 weeks to file this motion, so.
Yeah, that's where the rub comes from. All right.
So a reply would be due.
When will you be ready?
When is your normal course?
There isn't anything in the rules, but okay. Reply. Yeah.
Okay. How about May 9th, 1 week later?
City was ready to go with the motions, I would be having a 1 week response and about 3 or 4 days on the reply. So that's just a sense of what we would normally do, but here we're going as far out, pretty far out as it is.
Apologies.
How about the 8th, since that's a Monday, just 1 week one for a reply?
Oh, I thought I was looking at that. Let's see, the second is a Tuesday, so you're asking for the reply to be on the 8th?
Oh, sorry, I thought we were going with May 1st for the response.
That's what I had, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, we were fine. I'll go with May 8th. Apologies.
Okay. I'm assuming that that is moving concurrent with document discovery, hopefully concluded by the end of April. Parties should be able to schedule depositions. As you know, is it possible for the parties to go ahead and schedule depositions? Maybe not now, but maybe when you get that first round of documents from the city, April 4th, you should have a sense. Hopefully the city will have a sense when the rest of the documents are due. And maybe you can go ahead and try to get your deposition scheduled soon thereafter, maybe within a week or two.
Mr. Cartman, did your identify Mr. Freeman and Ms. Freeland are the individuals that you want to depose. Is that correct?
That's what we anticipate, yes. It's possible, depending on the content of the discovery that we receive, that, that something else would come up, but we don't anticipate that.
So certainly the city is would be happy to schedule those depositions as soon as possible.
Thank you. I think we can do that separately, but we would anticipate that we would, you know, want to see hopefully at least the balance of what the city expects to be the response to the public records requests. So depending on the content of the first installments and how much remains at that point, we can determine whether we could go ahead with the depositions then or we need to wait for further responses.
Sounds fine.
Okay. All right, let's hope that the depositions can conclude in the second week of May. You have your motions before me in that same time period. If you get a decision on the motions sometime mid-May, parties be ready for hearing by the end of May.
Yes, the city would be.
Again, potentially depending on the content of the discovery responses and the motion, we would have one of our experts preparing a report in response to the information that we receive through depositions and or document production. So we would need at least a few weeks for him to review that. So we would request looking at the second week of June, all of our counsel and witnesses are available.
I'm sorry. Tell me a little bit more about you're waiting for your expert to prepare a report based on what?
Based on the information that we have so far and any additional information that we get, particularly from Ms. Breland's deposition regarding the methodology that was used and how the city engaged in its analysis of impacts to prepare a report about the impacts on housing that we would anticipate from this revised form of the proposal.
So it's the same methodology as last time. But if you have received the materials, I guess I hope that we could schedule it sooner than June, if at all possible.
I mean, a full 3 weeks to do a report when you're getting staggered responses on discovery. It's not, you have to wait till it's all done to get that report going. So 3 weeks is pretty inordinate for under the circumstances that we've really padded this. You know, while the parties may waive the deadline of SEPA, which I will ask you to get here in a bit, I think that we do have a clear direction from council to try to move these hearings through in a timely manner. Having been requested by representatives of all parties to do that on a regular basis, if not in this hearing, I do intend to try to do that to the degree we can. With giving a lot of time for discovery and motion practice, let's look at least to that last week of May for availability. May 30th. Before we get to that, though, let me check and see how many days we need for hearing. Mr. Cartman, how many witnesses do you anticipate calling for the hearing at the time?
We anticipate two expert witnesses and potentially some stakeholder witnesses whose testimony probably would not be very time-consuming. So we would request 2 days with a possible third day reserved.
Does that sound right to the city? Or you would? How many witnesses would the city anticipate calling?
I mean, we're anticipating this is going to be much, much scaled back based on motions, hopefully. But of course, we would need to be prepared to respond to whatever appellants raise. So depending on who their experts are, obviously, I would need to call Mr. Freeman and Ms. Freeland, possibly. And I'm not sure who else. Again, the City Council is viewing this really as a procedural component of CEPA. So, you know, I guess my initial thought was that we could conclude this within one day, hearing by both sides within one day. But obviously, I want to reserve the right to respond to whatever appellant's raising.
Certainly. And it sounds like appellant thinks, you know, it loves to, you know, have the schedule with three. I'm happy to set aside three. It's not necessarily an invitation that the parties fill those 3 days. We can certainly conclude it. It should be concluded within the time actually needed by the parties to prosecute their case. But as you all know, the schedule can get full, and we are getting busy here again. I'd rather set aside three. If you all get it done in one, that's absolutely fine. So we'll look for 3 days.
Do you have any May 30th, May 1st, and June 1st? No.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
We have one witness who is not available on the 30th or the 1st, but could be available on the 31st.
All right, let's look to the week before. May
23rd.
24, 25.
It works for the city.
We are available. We would request that the hearing be later. We're concerned that the response to the public records requests may take longer. For a request last year, we did not get some documents until a year after the request was made. And so, from the appellant's perspective, the no earlier than the last week of May or early June would be necessary to provide sufficient time to receive and review the city's responses.
Okay. What I'll do is what I'm hearing is you don't have a conflict for those dates, but that you prefer a later date. Since you do have conflicts in the last date, last week of May, and cannot accommodate those, I will go ahead and set it for these days, and you can file a motion to continue if the city, it's going to be up to the city then to get your documents. If they don't, then we'll need to continue it. But as a practical matter, if you do give documents in time, I don't see that there's any compelling reason not to set it during that time.
I'm sorry, which days during that week was that, the 23rd to the 25th?
23, 24, and 25. That's Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, and Thursday. Even so, with that going a bit earlier than appellant would want, we're still going outside of our given time and need for the examiner to issue a decision. We're going outside of the code required time to complete this CEPA appeal process. And so I ask if the parties waive that at this time. Would you accommodate this schedule?
Yes, from the appellant.
And yes, from the respondent.
Let's walk back from May 23rd and set our dates for witness and exhibit list exchange. Since we are truncating it, or not truncating, but cutting it somewhat close, what we will do is instead of having a whole 2 weeks for the, what I'd like to do is instead of having the appellant have, you know, we all know the witnesses at this point, frankly, if you've completed your discovery, so I don't think we need a ton of time for exchange of witness and exhibit lists. You'll all have completed discovery, and so should also have all documents necessary for exchanging exhibits. Let's put the appellant due May 17th. City due May 22. schedule I have so far, we have pre-hearing motions set. Due date for those are April 17th. Response, May 1st. The reply is May 8th. There will be concurrent discovery. We'll proceed with that. I don't necessarily have anything to work with as far as setting discovery deadlines, so I will not put this, our name mentioned it in the pre-hearing order, but I can't put any deadlines around that because I don't have anything to work with on that. But the parties have indicated that they're hopeful that the city's response would start on April 4th and be concluded possibly by the end of April, possibly before that, hopefully before that. And that's, you know, again, counsel for the city. I just encourage you to talk to those folks who are doing it, get it done as soon as possible. If they can get everything done on April 4th, then that helps us not run afoul of our hearing dates. If documents are not coming in, then the likelihood of the granting of continuance goes up. Depositions are likely to occur, and I recognize you have no control over that, but all I can do is encourage you that that's the opportunity you have.
And yep. I just want to make clear on the record, though, that what I've heard is that the first installment will be prepared and ready April 4th, so obviously it's not going to be likely before April 4th, and there is an expected at least one more installment thereafter, and that is likely to be, you know, documents that have been redacted that are attorney-client privileged and whatnot. So I don't expect that to take long, but I just want to be clear on the record that that's what we think the timing is.
Yeah, that's fine. We've set our schedule around that expectation. Any encouragement you can give to them to make it April 6th for the second installment or something like that would be welcome.
Understood.
Or the following week. Not the end of we've discussed loosely the end of April, but that doesn't seem like it's necessary under the circumstances. If another week is taken, yeah, they have the requests at this point, they're working on them, so
right.
It can be helpful to remind responders that this is not just now a public records request, but it's subject to litigation, and there's a different schedule that we're all pressed with. If they aren't aware of that already. The parties are going to attempt depositions sometime in the first 2 weeks of May. Again, I'm not setting a date for that. We have exhibit and witness lists and exchange of exhibits due May 17th at 5:00. Appellant, you well know this from your own practice already, but if there are documents outstanding, issues outstanding with regard to your experts and timeliness for meeting that deadline, you can file a motion. Just make sure you comply with everything that is not subject to your motion. You know, if you need a couple more days for your expert to finish something along those lines. And then the city is May 22nd with the hearing dates set for May 23, 24, and 25. Is there anything else that we need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference? Okay. The only other thing I can think of is if there is some effort made by the parties to conference, it's going to be up to you if you do this, but we do have the circumstance of items being covered by a previous hearing potentially, and certainly motion practice may encompass that, but that's also something that the parties can stipulate to and work out so that we don't waste time on issues that I don't need to be spending time on, and you don't all need to be engaging in motion practice over it, and can focus on the issues at hand that you'll be raising that I look forward to getting to. But I leave that to you. All right, thank you both very much, and look forward to seeing your motions and seeing you at hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.